This is the first time in a while that we've done roommates.
Jeffrey.
Jose, oh my God. When's the last time that you did roommates?
Oh, it's been a long
time. Yeah. You guys are so gross. No one is inviting you into their apartment.
No.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
Yeah.
You ruined that relationship.
Yes, I did. All right.
But one of our listeners, Allison, needs our help today to call her roommate and admit to her, I've kind of been hooking up with your ex-boyfriend for the last month or so.
Yikes. Maybe let's drop that kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have fully been hooking up with your boyfriend.
No, I think kind of
or
helps.
X.
Maybe add an LOL in there, too.
Whatever it is, Allison needs our advice on how to deliver the news. Jose, do you have something for her that could help?
Yeah, I was thinking this. All right, so you told us 99% you think she knows, but I still think there's that 1% chance that she's upset about something else. So if I were you, I would play super dumb. Like, I would just, is something wrong? Mm.
Did you ever date anybody ever?
Not that generic.
Had relationships?
Okay, that's too broad.
Allison, what do you think?
I mean, I kind of like it.
let her tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brooke, I don't know. Do you have something better than that?
Yeah, because you're going to get caught eventually. You have the courage right now. You tell her the truth, and then immediately you deal with the aftermath, which is you have to set boundaries. You have to promise her that you will never bring the ex over to your guys' apartment.
Is that the problem? No,
but it has to be the number one rule. You know what I mean? She's going to be upset, but she doesn't want to see you with him.
Okay, be completely honest and then have a brutal discussion about boundaries in your relationship.
No, just set the rules that you won't bring him over. Yeah. It'll make her feel
better.
That
sounds like fun, right, Alice?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll just see how it goes.
Brooke's advice is just say you're going to keep humping him.
No, you guys are not listening at all. You're the worst listeners.
I really am.
Yeah. Apparently, we need to have some talks about rules and boundaries on this show.
Yes.
But we need to focus on Allison right now, okay?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Brooke.
Allison, I'm going to dial your roommate Lily's number and let you make your call. You ready?
Yeah, okay.
All right, we'll jump on when we feel like you need a little help. Good luck.
Here we go. Hello? Yo, what's up? Allison, is that you? Yeah. Hi. Did I cut you out of my time? No, it's fine. I just didn't recognize the number. Oh, weird. Sorry, I don't know what's up with that. What are you doing later tonight? I'll be working pretty late today. I should be back. Yeah, I promise I won't make any noise when I come in, so don't worry about that. No, it's all good. What about tomorrow? Tomorrow I'm going to be busy. I have some friends that have come from out of town, so we'll be hanging out pretty late. Oh, okay. It's weird. I didn't know anything about that, but I don't know. Last-minute thing. Okay. I just feel like you've been kind of weird lately. Like, we're not spending any time at all together, and I don't know, I just want to make sure everything's cool. I've had a lot on my mind. I mean, life has been crazy for me right now. So,
why aren't you talking about that with me? Are you okay?
Well, look, I'm still processing things, but I guess if you want to know, it's kind of about Justin.
Oh?
Yeah.
What's going on?
We've been spending time together, and he's not really my ex anymore.
What? Are you kidding?
Yeah, I mean, look, no. You probably think I'm stupid. I mean, we've had so many ups and downs, but he's been sweet. We've been spending a lot of time together lately, and so...
For how long?
I'm a little confused. Oh, it's been about 2 weeks now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
wow. I hate that guy.
Yeah. Let's not let that conversation go any farther.
Wait.
Oh,
what's going on? Allison?
Hi.
Who are these people?
Wishing I was Justin.
Yeah, no.
Stop.
Sorry, that was too soon.
Yeah. No, we're... hey, Lily. You're on the radio right now.
Hi, Lily.
I don't understand. I'm sorry. I was just talking to Allison.
Yeah, we've kind of been listening in on your conversation. We're Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and this is a segment we do called an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Allison, call us for help.
Yeah.
We didn't just tap your phone lines or anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's probably a better way of saying it. Thanks,
Brooke. Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm so confused. She didn't ask me for help. So what's going on?
Allison was just a little bit confused about what's been going on in your relationship, not with Justin, between the two of you, because she felt like things have been kind of off whenever you've been in the apartment together.
Well, I had told her that I've just been a little confused, you know, about being back with my ex, but I'm getting through it, and it's been great.
Why would that be uncomfortable for you to bring up to your roommate? I mean, he's your ex.
I didn't know how she'd feel about that, because we broke up. She knows that we've had some rough patches together.
Right.
And Justin and I talked about it, and he just said that it's better if we keep it a secret between us for right now.
Wow. Oh, that dog! Oh my God, you don't even know who Justin is at this point.
Wow,
Allison, you have to tell her.
Yeah.
Tell me what?
Well, I've also been hanging out with Justin a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to break it today. I think we're going to go for the max number.
Oh, my God. Lily, she didn't know how to tell you. She didn't know how to tell you.
Yeah.
And Allison had no idea that you two were back together.
No, I had no idea you guys were back together because, like, you've been shady and not talking to me. And you think I've been acting shady? You've been acting shady. If you were spending time with him, this is something you should have told me.
But she was that's what she called us to do. She was going to tell you today. She's had a hard time figuring out how to tell you that she was hooking up with your ex.
Maybe it would sound better if it came from Justin himself, because we actually have Justin on the other line listening right now.
Justin!
What?
I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Yeah, my God, that was awesome.
I was like, let's go, Jerry.
No.
Dude, Justin sucks.
He sounds like the shady one in all of this. He's playing both of you.
Yeah, he's lying to both of you and trying to bring you apart.
Allison, we literally lived together. The moment you spent any time with him, you should have told me.
Yeah.
Okay, but like, I don't know. He tells a different story about how you guys broke up and everything and that you weren't really dating and he never actually called you his girlfriend.
That's convenient.
Oh, yeah. Let's believe Justin in all of this. He sounds like a real trustworthy character.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I did. And like, I don't know. Like, I guess we all need to have like a talk about this. I don't know how that's going to work.
There's a lot of communication that probably should have been happening that didn't happen. And I think maybe the best thing to do, in my opinion, is for the two of you to get together and dump Justin at the same time. He seems like the toxic person in this entire relationship.
Absolutely.
No
way.
No idea this is coming.
Yeah, right. I mean, who knows how many other roommates he's dating on the side now, you two?
True. I mean, he could literally have a girlfriend.
Because you guys are kind of mad at each other right now, but really you should be directing all that anger towards the person who caused all this, Justin.
I mean, he's the only one that knew what was really happening on both ends.
I mean, I don't even know if that's the case, really. Like,
what?
Well, I'll tell you this. We could really use some more content on the show. So if you'd like to do it on the show and do a double breakup with Justin.
Yeah, let's get
on
him.
The air. I'm just throwing it out there.
Or start a three-way relationship.
Oh, that is Justin's ultimate fantasy.
Yeah.
He honestly thinks that all three of you are going to be in the same apartment at some point.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Allison? Lily?
This is just a lot to process right now. I mean, Justin, we've been having a lot of fun together in the last 2 weeks. I really thought we could give this a try again. And I just really hate what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's weird because I've been having a lot of fun with him the past few weeks.
You don't need to say that.
Awful.
This is obviously a lot. So we'll step back. We'll let you guys process this. But we're going to stay in touch in case you guys want to come back on the show and reach out to Justin with our help. Because I want to be there for that conversation.
Yeah, me too. Also, it's a requirement on the show. If there's two single girls on the line that I have to be involved. So please make sure I'm in the room too.
Okay.
Hey, it's
Rebound. Jose, I've seen your picture. I don't know about that.
Always happens. Once they find out I'm ugly. All right. Well, you know what? I hope your breakup goes awful.
I really like both of you.
Now I'm the awkward one.
Now we have like seven sad people in the room. Here we go.
Now I'm hurt.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
So that call happened a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Things were definitely heated in the moment, but now cooler heads have prevailed. We've been staying in contact with both Allison and Lily, and they say neither of them has said anything to Justin about what's gone on yet.
Oh, geez.
and they're both down to confront him on our show.
Oh, yes! This will be fun.
So,
let's do it. Are we going to do it tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to do it tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
Nice.
And also, if any other women out there are also seeing Justin on the DL, call in. You can join in. We might have 18 different women all calling and yelling at one man at the same time. That's good radio.
Even if you're married to a Justin, you may want to call in Justin Kim.
It's Justin Sucks FM tomorrow.
There it is.
Yeah.
Justin, you're going down. Be prepared. We'll do it tomorrow on your second date update.